This is WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. The only official word from the Soviet Union is that two people died in the explosion and fire at a nuclear plant 80 miles from the city of Kiev. But unofficial reports claim the death toll is really closer to 2,100 and that additional thousands are suffering radiation sickness. The Soviet statement says the radiation situation at the Chernobyl plant is stable, but Soviet contacts with Swedish and West German diplomats have been made seeking advice on how to fight the fire. Apparently, thousands of people from at least four communities near the accident site have been evacuated. In the United States, another scenario of the disaster is getting some attention. CBS News correspondent David Martin explains.
Administration sources say it now appears the meltdown occurred on Saturday. It was accompanied by a large chemical explosion, but these sources say it is not clear whether the explosion was a cause or consequence of the meltdown. What is clear is that the explosion touched off a fire which is reported to still be burning out of control, sending radioactive particles up into the atmosphere. The longer the fire burns, the worse the danger of contamination, because sooner or later, all those radioactive particles will settle back to Earth. There could have been as many as 1,000 workers in the Chernobyl reactor at the time of the accident, another 20,000 in the surrounding community. There are no reliable casualty estimates, but U.S. officials assume that some workers died in the blast, while others face long-term health problems posed by overexposure to radiation. The accident has severely damaged the Soviet Union's capability to generate electrical power. Officials say that even if the casualties and contamination are not widespread, this accident will, at the very least, have serious economic consequences for the Soviet Union. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
And what of Americans who may be in the region of the disaster? At the State Department, spokesman Charles Redman addressed that question.
Our embassy in Moscow is in contact with registered American citizens known to be in the affected area. The primary responsibility for notifying residents of potential danger and for taking steps to safeguard the public obviously lies with the Soviet authorities. We are in contact with the Soviets on the safety of our citizens. We don't have an accurate estimate of the number of Americans who may be in the area affected by the accident, and we're in contact with Intourist, the Soviet travel agency, about American tourists who may be affected.
Experts are calling the nuclear accident at the Chernobyl plant the worst in history. More news in a minute.
There's no place like Liberty Mutual for your homeowners insurance. Compare rates and see how you can save money with Liberty Mutual's discounts and credits and get the right protection for your home and belongings. Find out why so many homeowners believe in Liberty Mutual.
Unlike other copier companies, Miele doesn't make cameras, or televisions, or calculators, or video cassette recorders, or bicycles, or telephone answering machines, or car stereos, or vacuum cleaners, or movie cameras, or watches, scotch tape, recording tape, batteries, or film. The fact is, Miele doesn't make anything but great copiers. After all, we didn't get to be the fastest growing copier company for the past 5 years by making microwave ovens. Miele, all we make are great copiers. For information, call 1-800-ABC-MITA.
The remains of the Challenger 7 have been brought with solemn ceremony from Florida to a military mortuary in Delaware. Paul Fioravanti of CBS Radio affiliate WILM Wilmington was there.
The C-141 Starlifter touched down at the site of the nation's largest military mortuary as about 150 onlookers watched the flag-draped coffins taken from the aircraft. Each was accompanied by an astronaut escort for the silent plane-side ceremony led by a base honor guard. The remains are now at the base mortuary being prepared for funeral services to be determined by the families. Crew members Dick Scobie and Michael Smith are scheduled for burial at Arlington National Cemetery. Paul Fioravanti for CBS News at Dover Air Force Base.
Two government reports show growth in two different economic areas last month. New home sales shot ahead more than 27%, fueled by declining mortgage rates. And the Index of Economic Indicators, the broadest measure of future economic trends, advanced 0.5% in March. Now this.
Problem. Temporaries. Light industrial.
What I look for in a light industrial temporary person is somebody that can come in and pick up their end of the board and carry it right on through as though they were a regular person.
Solution. Kelly Services.
their people are not only tested, they do show up.
We need people that can operate with both hands, simultaneously, that is. And because of their testing, Kelly's able to give us this kind of people.
If your job calls for manual or precision dexterity, Kelly can test for those skills on the exclusive Kelly Dexterity Indexer. Nobody puts temporaries to the test like Kelly.
And they do a lot of screening before they send the people in here. They've certainly done a whale of a job for us.
The only people that we use are the Kelly people.
Call Kelly Services, the Kelly Girl people. We're in the White Pages.
In light industrial, for us, Kelly's the heavyweight. I really mean that.
And now, personal computer word processing is still another area for which Kelly provides tested temporaries. Call us. Nobody puts temporaries to the test like Kelly.
A down day on Wall Street near the close. The Dow Industrials off more than 19 points. Big board volume, 148 million shares. Funeral services today at an army post in San Francisco for Peter Kilburn. He had been held hostage in Lebanon for 17 months and then was killed earlier this month in retaliation for the U.S. raids on Libya. Two British citizens were also slain, all three bodies dumped near Beirut. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
A cookie is a cookie and a loo is a loo. Both are good, but one is too good to be a cookie, so we call them loo. Please don't call them cookies.
Did you pick up the milk and eggs?
No, but I got something better.
I ask for milk and eggs and you bring me cookies?
Please don't call them cookies. These are Marie Lou biscuits by Lou. They're made with fresh eggs and milk. Not too sweet, and they're so crispy.
Mmm, they're good. So does this mean if I ask for Marie Lou, I'll get milk and eggs?
Sisters and wafers made by Lou. Pastries, creams, and patties too. Cookie is a cookie and a Lou is a Lou. Both are good, both are good, but what is too good to be a cookie, so we call them Lou.
It's by Lou. Please don't call them cookies.
Cannon mess in the basement studio here at CCNO. Art Johnson spinning the records. Little Cannons will be here too. I'm the Prince of the Airwaves. And we want to start things out by telling you that the Vikings just crossed everybody up, didn't they, Morgie?
Well, they did. And all this talk about they're going to draft this guy and that guy, maybe a quarterback, and winds up so different you don't know what to think.
That's right. Well, as President Reagan would say, well, the Vikings drafted a linebacker named Robinson, 6'3", 250 pounds. They're going to use him as a defensive end. Then they also traded for the rights to a player from the other league. I'll tell you more about that as we move along here. The very first player that was taken in the draft was Auburn running back Bo Jackson. Tampa Bay took him. Jackson, they call a cinch star, although Bo says, I won't sign now because I'd like to play baseball, too. However, they say he's not as good at baseball as he is at football. But, you know, in baseball, you have a longer career. You don't get hurt. Running backs don't last that long in a big, against those big fellows in the National Football League. Atlanta chose second. Oklahoma nose tackle Tony Casillas. We saw him against the Gophers when he played for Oklahoma last season, and he's marvelous. Instant star there, too, Morgan.
Yes, I'd say so. Houston took third. Purdue quarterback Jim Everett, he'll be a star in the big league.
Indianapolis was fourth. They took Alabama defensive lineman John Hand. There's a guy that could have helped Minnesota. St. Louis picked fifth. Michigan State outside linebacker Anthony Bell. New Orleans then picked sixth. Virginia offensive tackle Jim Dombrowski. Seventh pick went to Kansas City. They picked West Virginia offensive tackle Brian Joswiak. The eighth was Minnesota's pick. They traded their pick to San Diego. the Chargers took Oklahoma State defensive end Leslie O'Neal. And that was the man that everybody thought Minnesota was going to take that they were so hot for. Needed a man that would be able to rush the passer. Then Pittsburgh. Drafted ninth, Temple guard John Reinstra. 10th was Philly. They took running back Ohio State Keith Byers. 11th was Cincy, University of Washington linebacker Joe Kelly. 12th was Detroit. They picked Iowa quarterback Chuck Long. 13th, San Diego, Southern California offensive tackle James Fitzpatrick. Then the Vikings picked 14th, getting San Diego's pick. They had traded their pick earlier, remember, to San Diego. And the Vikings chose Auburn defensive end Gerald Robinson. All right. Let's see. Should we continue with this morning?
I might as well finish the first 20 anyhow.
All right. 15th was Seattle. They took Florida fullback John Williams, who's considered a cinch to make it in the National Football League. 16th, Buffalo. Iowa halfback wide receiver Ronnie Harmon, who had a terrible Rose Bowl, but was a great player prior to that. 17th, Atlanta. Syracuse defensive lineman Tim Green. 18th, San Francisco. Traded its pick to Dallas. The Cowboys took UCLA wide receiver Mike Sherrod. The Giants picked next, 19th, and they had Notre Dame defensive end Eric Dorsey. 20th was Dallas. Traded pick to San Francisco. Sent the selection to Buffalo. The Bills took offensive tackle Will Holford. Wolford, rather, of Vanderbilt. Okay. The Jets then took Iowa offensive tackle Mike Wright. L.A. Rams drafted offensive tackle Mike Shad at Queen's University in Ontario. 24th, the L.A. Raiders. They took Pittsburgh defensive end Bob Bukowski. And then Tampa Bay had another pick in the first round. They picked Southern Methodist defensive back Roderick Jones. 26th, New England. Southern Methodist halfback Reggie Dupard. 27th was Chicago. They took a running back from Florida, Neil Anderson. They got a good running back there. So that's the first round, and they're into the second round now. And we'll report on that as Tim Moreland is at the Dome, along with Paul Flatley, and they'll be telling you what happened in that second round. Okay? Okay. That's underway. It's 12 past 3, and we'll be getting the weather from Mike Lynch. But first, this right here.
If you could hear the sound of a clogged fuel injector, it might sound like this. It can make your car slow, sluggish, unresponsive. If you could hear the sound of a clean fuel injector, it might sound like this. It can give your car better acceleration, power, performance. All grades of Mobil Unleaded keep fuel injectors clean, but just two tankfuls of high-octane Mobil Super Unleaded with its advanced detergent formula can actually start to unclog dirty fuel injectors to help prevent rough idling, hesitating, stalling, giving your car a new injection of power. So remember, if you want your car to perform better, fill up with Mobil Super Unleaded, the high-octane gasoline with a plus. It can unclog dirty fuel injectors and help keep them clean. And what could be a bigger plus than that?
This is Cannon. We're in the weather room now with Mike Lynch. Vikings did all sorts of wonderful things today, didn't they, Mike?
Yeah, I couldn't keep up with it. I just, when they traded away that first draft, I just gave up on it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they traded their first-round pick to San Diego for the 14th pick. They took a guy named Robinson. Then they traded both their second-round selections to the New York Giants for a fellow named Zimmerman, who is a former Oregon player who played in the USFL for the LA Express, but whose rights were held by the Giants and so forth. He is an offensive lineman.
Hmm.
And Minnesota does not have another pick till the fourth round. They traded away their third pick to San Diego.
Did they draft some new uniforms for the cheerleaders?
I don't know. I hope so. I suggested that yesterday. They also, did you know that I went in the fourth round to Tampa Bay?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're going to be the backup center?
No, they got a radio station down there in Tampa that wants me real bad. And they worked out a deal with CCO. CCO sent their first draft pick to this Tampa station in exchange for me and Mundane.
They had to give away somebody good, didn't they?
Yes, I don't know what's going on, so I don't know what.
You hope they had to give away somebody good.
Well, I hope so. I don't know who I'm going to sign with, though, that radio station in Tampa, or I'm going to stay here at CCO.
Get that agent.
I'm going to get my agent in on this. Well, Doctor, we had a nice day today. It's starting to cloud up, and we're getting back cloudy, which is, I like it, because I feel more comfortable with cloudy than sun, because we don't have sun that often.
Clouded up just in time for your show today.
Good.
That's right. We got some more clouds in our future, at least for the next 24 hours. Another low-pressure system is working its way in from the southwest, and along with the clouds, we are going to see some showers and thunderstorms tonight across the area. Already some light showers showing up west of the Twin Cities, mainly around Redwood Falls, Wilmer, places like that, and later on tonight, we'll see some more showers move into eastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and also later on tonight, there'll be some thunderstorms. Tomorrow, the actual center of this low is going to move by, so we'll have kind of a cloudy day, at least here in eastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and we are going to have some more occasional showers and thunderstorms. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Highs tomorrow only in the 50s in northern Minnesota, the low 60s here in the southern part of the state, but then it looks like we'll have some sunshine for Thursday and maybe some more showers and thunderstorms coming in on Friday and Saturday. Forecast on specifically for the Twin Cities, Steve-O, mostly cloudy skies. Some showers are likely tonight. We may get some light sprinkles early this evening and then some heavier showers and thunderstorms later tonight. We're looking for a low tonight right around 50. Then tomorrow, cloudy skies, a definite chance of some showers and thunderstorms, especially in the morning. Maybe a little bit of sunshine late tomorrow afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the Twin Cities about 60. Right now around the area, McAllister College in St. Paul reporting mostly cloudy in 69. Austin, Minnesota, mostly cloudy in 65. Des Moines, Iowa, cloudy in 77, and it's partly sunny, 70 degrees near the Iron Range Body Shop.
Yes.
In Ironton, Minnesota.
Ironton, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've straightened out a few fenders there.
You bet, right next door to Crosby.
You bet. In the Twin Cities right now, barometer 29.85 inches and falling, south winds at 9 miles an hour. Relative humidity on this show, 39%, partly sunny skies. The clouds are rolling in, and we're at 70 degrees.
Did you tell your father, the Colonel, that I'm selling my antique classic, the Marquis de Saab 1970-96 model with the newer motor, the 1972 motor with only 60,000 miles on it?
It'll give you $39.95 for it.
$3,995?
$39.95.
You are a fool, my man.
Hey, that's what you...
Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth, in the heart of the Twin Cities, home of big rebates, lower financing, and hundreds of new Chryslers and Plymouths in stock for immediate delivery.
I'm calling from the post office. Could I speak to your rebate manager?
One moment, please. Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth, rebate manager speaking.
Wait a minute. You're the same guy. Are you the rebate manager, too?
Yes, sir. At Roseville, Chrysler, Plymouth, when the overhead's down, the rebates are up.
Yeah, well, you're giving rebates on many Chryslers and Plymouths, some up to $1,300.
Sorry, sir, I don't have that information. One moment, I'll connect you with our sales manager. Roseville Chrysler Plymouth sales department with hundreds of new Chryslers and Plymouths in stock and rebates up to $1,300.
I thought you didn't have that information. What about over 200 Horizons in stock starting as low as $54.94?
One moment, I'll connect you with our Horizon manager.
This is ridiculous. Let me talk to your rebate manager again.
Sorry, sir, he just left for lunch.
Plymouth Chrysler Plymouth dealer on 35W North Roseville.
Well, that's a good chorus there, isn't it, Backlash?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, I liked it.
And you're looking grand today, still wearing a wool sweater, however.
Well, one must dress for the weather. We've had our warm springtime day, and now winter's headed back here. Cloudy weather, cooler tomorrow. I want to be dressed for the weather.
One can never go wrong in Minnesota by dressing... By overdressing, wearing too many clothes, you can always take some off.
I've always felt that that was the watchword. We have more cool, cloudy weather than warm, sunny weather, so why not dress for the warm weather, for the cold weather at all times?
I agree, Lash. I like that sweater. It's old. Doesn't mean that it's not nice.
No, no, it does not.
All right, it is 318 at CCO. I forget what the temperature is. We've got to go back to Mike Lynch now. Hopefully Mike will be there. Mike, what was the temperature?
I think it was 70 degrees, Steve-O.
Oh, it's still 70.
Yes.
All right.
Now can I go to sleep?
Go back.
Okay.
Now, this is Cannon and our gang, minus Lynch, who's going to take his nap. We're here for the Rotland Company. They are building homes this year at a record rate. As a matter of fact, business is so good, they've opened up several new home sites.
Oh, let me tell about my tour of the new home sites there with Bud Rotter.
All right, go ahead, Ma.
They have two new developments, folks. These in Eden Prairie. They're just gorgeous.
Yeah, there's Timber Creek Woods, which is in northern Eden Prairie. The Rotland Company has 50 lots in a wooded area, nice view of Purgatory Creek. Another new development is out near the Eden Prairie Center. This one's called Eden Lake North. 43 lots, 15 lots are right on Eden Lake. There's nothing like living on a lake. Here's your chance. Now, for more information on both these exciting new developments by the Rotland Company, visit their model home center. It's at Fox Hollow in Eden Prairie, Chanaz, and that's about a mile and a half south of 7 and 101 on 101. Big signs are up. You'll find it easier. Easy. Fine neighborhood, beautiful lot. Check out Timber Creek Woods and Eden Lake, both in Eden Prairie, both by the Rotland Company. If you like, tell them Cannon sent you here. Twins play tonight in New York. They take on the Yankees, 6:30 start, and the pregame stuff a little earlier than that, about 6:15. Tomorrow on CCO, Project Lifesaver continues when Evie Teagan, executive director of the Minnesota Seatbelt Coalition, talks with Roger and Charlie at 8:20 tomorrow morning. Then at 9:15 on the Boone and Erickson show, Martin and Mickey Friedman from the Walker Arts Center will talk with Charlie and Raj about the new exhibit about Japan. What, were you going to ask me something,
Morgan? An exhibit about Japan? What, you got a bunch of Japanese cars there? VCRs and the rest?
Very funny, Morgan. You think Japan, that's all they make of VCRs and cars?
I sometimes get that impression.
That's wrong. Tomorrow morning at 10:15, Dr. William Fry, research director of the Alzheimer Treatment and Research Center, discusses some new information with Charlie.
Doesn't Rita Hayworth, the former of movie star, have Alzheimer's disease?
Yes, you're right. She does. Tomorrow afternoon, Ruth and Tim will talk with James St. James about the people and fads in Hollywood at 2:30 on the Kozak Russell show. Then at 6:15 tomorrow night, CCO brings you the second game in the Twins-Yankees series from the Bronx, New York, at Yankee Stadium. It is, what was the name of the fellow that's the beer man that owned the Yankees?
Rupert. Charlie Rupert. Made Rupert's beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now they've got a shipbuilder that owns the Yankees.
Steinbrenner, you what? His old man made ships in Cleveland, yeah, and he inherited the shipyards. Actually, we should give George Steinbrenner credit, though. I mean, he inherited the shipyards, but he did a wonderful job of building them up and making them more lucrative than his old man did, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he coached football for a while after World War II, George Steinbrenner. Not a lot of people know that, at Purdue University.
That's true. And now he and Sid Hartman are close personal friends. Sid tells me that before George will make a trade with anybody, he calls Sid and asks his opinion.
You believe that?
My vacation was going great, till my luggage just disappeared. I lost my checkbook and my bank card. It's worse than I feared. My vacation's in ruins. That's why I'm singing the blues. I should have called Prudential and gotten myself a Pru review.
If your current homeowner's policy is giving you the blues, look into Prudential's remarkable new Premier policy. A comprehensive policy that provides guaranteed replacement coverage for your house and extra coverage for valuable articles and most belongings you take on vacation. Luggage, clothing, even your bank cash card, all at one low price. For a fast, free Pru review of your coverage, call a Prudential representative. A Premier policy could have you singing a happier tune at home or on vacation.
Don't wait till you're to get a piece of the rock.
And a Pru review. Check your phone book and call the Prudential office nearest you. Subject to local availability and policy limitations.
We have 323 on CCO on Cannon, 70 degrees in the Twins. Michael Lynch says mostly cloudy, showers likely tonight. Chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 50. Tomorrow's high will be 60, with showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. 70 right now. Well, I'll tell you something. This nuclear disaster they had in Russia is really something. It's frightening. A longtime resident of Kiev says the mishap at the Soviet nuclear power plant killed more than 2,000 people, hospitalized many more for radiation sickness. The evacuation of 10 to 15,000 residents in the disaster area continues today. This source says local authorities also have called in the military to assist in the Soviet Union's worst nuclear disaster. The report could not be immediately confirmed, but a Western resident of the Soviet Union's third most populous city says many city buses are still being used in the evacuation. The Soviet source adds those killed in the still unexplained accident were buried in a village where radioactive waste is usually buried. She added that the accident possibly began during Wednesday night. A group of American students traveling through the Soviet Union have been located in Kiev and reportedly are unharmed.
The 16 students and one faculty member from Bates College say they plan to continue their tour schedule. The group was supposed to have arrived in Moscow on Saturday, but officials at the American Embassy in the Soviet capital say the group did not register. Prime Minister Thatcher told Parliament that preliminary readings indicate that Britain was so far not affected by the radioactive cloud produced in the Soviet mishap. A member of Parliament urged Thatcher to condemn Moscow. He calls the Soviet Union's failure to immediately inform Sweden and Finland of the disaster, in his words, a callous and totally irresponsible act. Now, they say that the fire at the site of the disaster is still raging, and the longer the fire burns, the longer it sends radiation up into the sky, which threatens not just the Russian people, but it could be a threat to all of us if it continues to burn. Some sources say that the Russians have asked for help from the Swedes and Finns for information on how to and advice on how to control the fire. We are now at 3:26, and our temp is 70, and we're going to Chicago. And we have Dorothy Mortel there, and she is live from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange. Dorothy, what happened with the market today?
Well, good afternoon, Steve. Stock prices remain sharply lower in active trading. The Dow recovered some ground after falling 23 points earlier and closed down 17 points at 18:25. The transportation average closed down 7.85, the utilities average lost 2.92, and the Nasdaq Composite Index closed down 2.25. Declining issues led advancing issues by almost 2-1. Most active stocks included AT&T, up 1/4, Manville down 3/8, and Archer Daniels up 2. Stocks of Twin City Interest, General Mills down 1 1/8, Northern States Power down 1 5/8, and Republic Airlines up 1/8. This coming Monday, the U.S. Treasury plans to sell $14 billion of short-term bills. As reported earlier, the index of leading economic indicators rose 0.5% in March. The dollar closed higher in Europe in quiet trading. Spot gold gained $1 to close at $345. Spot silver rose 4 cents to $5.06. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went down 17 points to close at 18:25. This is Dorothy Mortel from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago reporting for WCCO Radio.
Thank you. It is now 3:27. It is 70 degrees in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Before we went to Dorothy Mortel for her report on the market, we were talking about the accident, the Soviet nuclear power plant, about 60 miles north of Kiev. The State Department says the United States is offering assistance to the Soviet Union, but the Soviets have requested aid only from Sweden and a West German firm. I had said Finland. I was wrong on that. The Soviet request was for help in putting out the graphite fire at the nuclear reactor. And as I mentioned earlier, they're saying that as long as that graphite fire rages, it is throwing radioactive material up into the skies, and that can float all over the world, and it is not good. So the quicker they put the fire out, the better.
I think now, with this disaster in the Soviet Union, that we ought to be, in this country, pay heed and start to checking out these nuclear facilities in this country very closely. So we don't have that kind of an accident in this country. If it can happen there, it would seem to me it could happen anywhere.
Well, we had the big one out in Pennsylvania, at Three Mile Island, and although that one doesn't seem to be anywhere near the as bad as this one in the Soviet Union, but you're right, Mark. I mean, if they can have an accident like that that threatens a city of 2 to 2.5 million people like Kiev in the Soviet Union, then cities in this country are vulnerable too, including our own Minneapolis-St. Paul, it would seem to me. Hopefully we have good safety regulations and everything. I think something that should be looked into closer now after this accident. It is now 3:29. It is 70 degrees on the Cannon Mess at CCNO. In other news, two women accused of conducting a three-hour killing spree in Lexington, Kentucky, have pleaded, innocent of the charges. Police say all five victims were shot, stabbed, and run over by a car. Tina Marie Hickey Powell and LaFonda Foster are charged in the slayings. Police say robbery is a possible motive. Talk about in
insane things, like this story we just had for you. And in People magazine, Nanook, my wife, gets it. We get it at home. We get it like a day before, or two before it gets to the newsstands. I read last night about the shootout in Miami between the FBI and these two killers down in Florida. It was just awful. And these guys were mad dogs. And one heck of a story. You get People magazine, this is not a commercial. The story's kind of horrifying in itself, that both of these guys, they suspect these two killers who were killed by the FBI, had knocked off their wives, made it look like an accident, you know, in the past. But nobody suspected these guys. Nobody. They were just sort of average Joes. People say, hey, we never thought for one moment that they'd ever do something like this. They seem like such nice guys. I've said this before, if just once, on television, on radio, or in the newspapers, a reporter asks somebody about a guy who has pulled an horrendous crime, horrendous murder. You were his neighbor. Did you ever suspect this man could pull off such a macabre crime? And the person says, yes. I thought from the beginning the guy was a nut. If ever there was a man I thought could commit a crime like this, yes, it was my neighbor George. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Jerry Maddox Hopkins Dodge announces a new holiday. It's not New Year's or Flag Day or even Thanksgiving. It's Wild Wednesday.
For 13 straight hours starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th, Jerry Maddox Hopkins Dodge will take their volume advantage discounts to the limit.
Wild!
150 used cars and turn them into cash sale prices, including a special purchase of low-mileage 1986 General Motors cars like Pontiac Grand Ams and Oldsmobile Cutlasses.
Wednesday!
You'll find a huge selection under $1,000 with 81s from 1990, 82s from just $25.90, and 1984s as low as $39.90.
Wild!
No matter what you're looking for, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, or an import car or truck, you'll find it sale priced Wednesday at Jerry Maddox Hopkins Dodge.
Hopkins Dodge always has low volume advantage prices, but on Wild Wednesday, they'll be even lower.
It's not a national holiday yet, but we're working on it. One day only. Wild Wednesday, April 30th at Hopkins Dodge. Highway 7, 1 mile east of 494.
It's 70 degrees in the Twin Cities. I finally played tennis outdoors for the first time, but it took me until the end of April to get outdoors to do it. Weather has not been that good. Well, and it was fine. It was really nice. It's something to get used to the sun again when you start playing outdoors. It's almost like the sun is another player playing against you until you get used to it. Talking about another sport, hockey, I have a letter here from Terry Merriman, who lives at Rice Creek Terrace in Fridley, Minnesota. He says, Dear Cannon, just wanted to express my appreciation for your efforts in getting Gopher hockey on the Big 830 WCCO. He says, I understand you played a significant role in getting CCO to pick up the hockey games. Thanks so much for your effort. I've long thought, he says, that this major Division I sport, collegiate hockey, the Gophers, comprised of mostly local talent, made the hockey team a genuine home team, as opposed to football or basketball, with its far-flung recruiting being called a home team. Yes, it was time for WCCO to showcase a real home team, the Gopher hockey team. Thanks again, Terry Merriman.
I think the guy's right, you know what I'm saying?
There's a warm pillow you keep turning to, that's always right here at the heart of all when it means the most to you. One voice is clear.
A letter here from John Damon White, who says, Morgan, do you care to comment on Reggie Jackson's remarks the other day that the Twins are colorblind, in a sense, and have not assembled enough black players on their team?
Well, let me say this about that. I think that the present ownership, Carl Pohl had said today, and a quote, the owner of the Twins, that his club is seeking to get players. They don't care what color they are. They just want guys that can play. And I would say this about Reggie, that, and I would quote Al Michaels, the ABC baseball announcer, on Reggie's need to be the center of attention. He says, Reggie wouldn't get in the batter's box until he knew we were back from a commercial.
Discussing Twins baseball here and whether or not the Twins have not in the past been avid in recruiting black players or signing black players. Morg, what do you think in summing up?
Well, certainly, when you talk about professional athletes in this country, you have to have black players on your teams or you're going to be a loser. And blacks are great athletes. And whites are great athletes, too. But in baseball right now, we'll say this, though. I think the great black athletes are not playing baseball as much as they used to.
No.
Now, you check the rosters. Most of your great black athletes are playing basketball and football. And some are playing baseball, but not the numbers that used to play baseball. So there are less great, in my estimation, black players available today in baseball than there were years ago, mainly because the young players are going after, well, you know, they look up to, you always look up to these players that are playing now and want to emulate them, especially if you're in a minority. And they see these great players playing basketball and playing football, and they say, this is a sport I want to play. And I don't think there's as many great black players around, American black players in baseball as there used to be. But that would be no excuse for the Twins or any other club to not make a great effort to try to get the black players, but I don't think there's any reason to doubt that this present management here is not going after the players. They don't care whether they're red, green, orange, or white.
Okay, or black.
Yes.
Okay. But what Reggie Jackson had said the other day, one thing that he said it was right, was that the black player, who normally is very quick, would be great on that surface that they play at and on the dome.
That is correct. Speedsters. You don't want to sit around and wait for the home run in the dome. You want to hit doubles, singles, steal bases because the surface is very fast. The ball bounces quickly, gets out in the outfield fast, and the turf is great for running. And your speedsters in most sports are black. So, yes, it would behoove the Twins to have some of those speedsters.
All right. Enough said. Twins tonight against the Yankees. 6:30 start, 6:15 with the pregame stuff right here at CCO. The game is in New York. It's now 22 minutes to 4. Temperature reading 70. The tune is called Time for Us. We're on the Cannon Mess here at CCO. We're at 17 minutes before 4. The Vikings picked Gerald Robinson as their first pick today. They made some trades. I'm not going to go through all that, how they got their draft picks, but they drafted 14th instead of 8th. And they picked a linebacker from Auburn, Gerald Robinson, 6'3", 250 pounds. They project him as a defensive end. And then with the trades they made, they got Gary Zimmerman, an offensive tackle who played in the WFL at Memphis.
They got him from the New York Giants. So they needed help at defensive end and offensive tackle, and they got the help they needed. They do not have another selection until the fourth round, and I don't think they're in the fourth round right now. So that's what's happening with the Vikings today. 16 minutes to 4, 70 degrees, Cannon Miss, CCO.
There it is, the new Instant Office Furniture Store, right off Highway 12.
With the lots empty, Barry.
Well, come on, we'll be first in line.
I'll bring the sleeping bags, Barry.
Get a load of those grand opening prizes. Look at that file cabinet, computer table, and adjustable computer chair.
It's hard to see with your flashlight in my face, Barry.
And look at all those terrific grand opening specials. Like an executive chair, just $89. Or a heavy-duty two-drawer file cabinet, just $44.95.
Mm.
Oh, they'd look great in my office at home or in your office at work, Jack.
You're steaming up their windows, Barry.
I could take that bookcase with me right away, and that office divider can be delivered to my door.
Quit trying to pry the door open, Barry.
I have to act fast. These specials are only available during Instant Office Furniture's grand opening.
They are? Move aside, Barry. I need to furnish my entire office.
Now, wait a minute, Jim.
Join Jim and Barry at Instant Office Furniture's grand opening through May 4th at 6700 Wayzata Boulevard, right next to Menards. Open 7 days a week and weekdays till 9.
Till 9. This is the latest trend now in television and radio for announcers to kind of get into their throat. And they, till 9. The team. We have the team. Get on the team. News, sports, weather, the Twins. They give it that sort of sound, see. That's the big thing now. They have schools where announcers here in the Twin Cities go to study that technique, and then they use it, and all the advertising agencies that hire these announcers to do these commercials say, that's wonderful, we want something. The team. Soon. They growl kind of in their... That's considered very good sell today. So if you're a young announcer, an old announcer, middle-aged announcer listening to me, develop that technique and you'll soon be doing commercials all over the Twin Cities. The team. It is now 4:15 at CCO. The Twins are in New York for the first time this season. They play the Yanks tonight. John Butcher will go to the hill for Minnesota. Longtime Minnesota nemesis lefty Ron Guidry will chuck for the Yankees. Guidry is 3-0 on the season. Butcher is still looking for his first win, although he has pitched creditably for the Twins thus far this season. 6:30 start for tonight's Twins game against the Yankees. The pregame stuff a little earlier. Now, I want to do some chatting for New Beginnings at Waverly. This is a state-of-the-art residential treatment facility for alcoholism and drug abuse. And I want to talk directly to you if you're having problems. You know that you're addicted. And in this case, I'm talking about alcohol. You know that it is ruining your life and the people around you. It may cost you your job, yet you can't do anything about it. Yes, you can. You can get a hold of my sponsor, New Beginnings at Waverly. I'm going to give you a phone number. It's toll-free. I want you to call it at the culmination of this commercial. Get the information you need to save your life. Now, New Beginnings, I want to call them New Beginnings at Waverly. They have the wherewithal to help you. Counselors who have been where you are, who are addicted like you, would have kicked their habit, and they know where you're coming from. They can empathize with you. Around-the-clock nursing, excellent nutrition, they can help you. But you must call this number to get the information. Call right now. New Beginnings at Waverly, 1-800-642-74. 9-5. Mike Lynch is working this show this afternoon as our meteorologist. He says the picnic's over. It's going to cloud up. It's going to rain tonight and tomorrow. We have 70 right now. It won't get much higher than 60 tomorrow. Served up by a little lady from Salt Lake City.
Don't call her a little lady. That's so sexist. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I guess that isn't the right way to say it, is it, Ma?
No, it is not. For goodness sake, Marie Osmond, read my lips, is good enough, not the little lady. Is that what you refer to your wife as, the little lady?
No, I call her my ball and chain, but not the little lady.
Oh, you bad guy.
Okay, I want to ask you a question now. Backlash.
Yes, dear fellow.
What is the most widely read magazine in the United States of America?
Oh, I'd say either Gourmet or Gentleman's Quarterly.
Ha ha, be serious.
Well, I don't know. What is it?
TV Guide. That's right. That's pretty... I wouldn't have thought that. I was going to say People or Time or something like that. But TV Guide is the most widely read magazine in the U.S. of A. It's now 8 minutes before 4 o'clock right here at CCNO. Here's Dino Spratt.
Hey, Steve-O, no accidents being reported on the system so far this afternoon, albeit some heavy traffic on, remember, the construction over on the West 7th Street Bridge in that area in St. Paul. Some single-lane traffic there, big backups yesterday, and it really caused some problems. Not a good alternate route for you to take or anything like that, but nonetheless, be aware of it. An accident just reported in now. The ramp from Humboldt Avenue to go eastbound on 694. The State Patrol is there. No injuries, and it sounds like they'll get it cleared fairly quickly. Construction scheduled again tonight, 494. It's the same one as last night because they canceled it because of rain. Eastbound Lindale at 24th Avenue, inside lanes.
Doing Rumors, and it moves us around to 6 minutes now before 4 at CCO. And it's time for the news. 70 is our present temp in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Soviet officials say 2 people were killed in the nuclear accident north of Kiev, but a longtime resident of that city says more than 2,000 people were killed and that many more were hospitalized for radiation sickness. 10 to 15,000 people reportedly are being evacuated. There was some speculation today that the radiation leak might have damaged Soviet crops, and that sent wheat futures prices higher in Chicago. But a United States meteorologist says the accident will have minimal effect on Russia's winter grain. A judge in Madison, Wisconsin today ordered the prosecutors to provide records of any previous sexual assault allegations which may have been made by a Madison woman who has accused 3 former University of Minnesota basketball players of raping her. But Judge George Northrup denied defense motions to obtain other material, including information on testing the victim for venereal disease that may have taken place before the alleged incident in January. The judge also said the defense is wrong in labeling the victim's rape crisis counselors an arm of the court. 21-year-old Mitchell Lee, 21-year-old Kevin Smith, and 19-year-old George Williams Jr. are accused of raping the woman after a basketball game in Madison, Wisconsin. Minnesota Parks and Rivers will get added maintenance this summer thanks to a pilot project involving some county jail inmates. WCCO's Eric Escala reports from the Capitol.
The program is called Sentencing to Service and gives judges an alternative sentence for nonviolent, non-dangerous property offenders. The Department of Natural Resources will supervise the prisoners and work crews performing non-skilled cleanup fix-up projects on state parks and rivers. Corrections Commissioner Orville Pong says having the prisoners out of doors won't endanger the public.
We're not talking about any kind of security risks. We're talking about people that normally would probably be in the county jail from 10 to 30 to 60 to 90 days. And in part of that sentencing, they can be doing some of that time in this project.
The pilot project begins in the Grand Rapids and New Ulm areas as soon as money is found. The state is putting up $31,000. The other $240,000 will come from private foundations. It's estimated that 300 prisoners could perform 165,000 hours of work annually under the sentencing to service program. Eric Escola, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
Excuse me. Everyone, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. Okay, now, owners of every make of car are represented here today. Is that correct? Okay, good. Now, the subject is the Lifetime Service Guarantee. That's the free car repair guarantee that covers thousands of customer-paid repairs for as long as you own your car. Now, all those not eligible, please move to the left. Let's go. Chrysler owners, move to the left, please. That's it. Come on, all you Dodge owners, move over there. That's it. You imports, to the left, please. All you GM owners, come on, let's go. All right. Now, I'm going to have to ask you to leave this commercial. All right, who's left? Ford. Lincoln.
Mercury.
There you have it, listeners. The only car owners eligible for the Lifetime Service Guarantee. An exclusive guarantee that gives you maximum value in car repairs. Ask for a copy of the guarantee only at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. Because quality cars deserve quality care.
2 minutes to four at CCO. The temp is 70. The League of Women Voters this afternoon released its nine-month study of teen pregnancies in Minneapolis. WCCO's Carrie Sandham reports.
The study interviewed 100 people, 22 of them pregnant teenagers in the Twin Cities within the last year. League of Women Voters Minneapolis President Carolyn Hendrickson says the study shows about a 7% increase in the Minneapolis pregnancy rate among teens between 1980 and 1984.
Through our research, we found that approximately 9 to 10% of the secondary school-age females in Minneapolis become pregnant each year. There are more than 200 live births to this same age group per year in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Public School reported in 1984-85 that there were 276 school-age mothers in attendance. We found, however, that accurate statistics on the dropout rate due to pregnancy were not available from the schools.
Lack of available data on how many teens are getting pregnant and whether they're dropping out of school because of that are part of the problem, the study says. The League also questions how effective current services are at preventing and intervening with teen pregnancies. The League plans to have a full study consensus by the end of May and will take a political position at that time. Kiri Sandham, WCCO Radio News.
You know about Mita copiers. For more information about Mita, call Copy Sales Incorporated. Copiers and support that go beyond your expectations. Copy Sales Incorporated, serving the Twin Cities.
Here's a closing stock report. Industrials, 1,825.89, down 17.86. Transportation's down 7.85. Utilities down 2.93. The volume was 148,770,000 shares. Here's the weather forecast for the Twin Cities. Mostly cloudy, showers likely tonight, chance of a thunderstorm. Low 50. Chance of morning showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 60 in the Twin Towns. It's 70 now. It's 4 o'clock. That's CCO News. This is Cannon.